Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina's crushing loss to Pitt will be dissected from every angle. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Let's start with the home crowd, one of the smallest of the season. The official attendance will reflect how many tickets were sold to the game, not how many people showed up. The upper deck is always the indicator, and above the low seats was mostly empty. That sparsity was surprising, especially with the publicity about UNC's Media and Communications Center being deservedly dedicated to the late Woody Durham, legendary voice of the Tar Heels. Deep into the second half, fans paying attention were hoping that their team could get to the place where Woody instructed us to go where you go and do what you do. Although Carolina made what might be termed a gallant comeback, the truth is the Heels did not make enough plays from beginning to end to win. Such a loss so late in the season will be damaging to their NCAA tourney hopes, which were trending upward after winning 6 of the last 7. Pitt was the better team in every aspect. The Panthers came in 10-16 and just trying to avoid finishing last in the ACC. Their net ranking was 179, making this a quad 4 game and a very bad loss for UNC, which does not have a quad 1 win and likely leaves its chances of getting an at-large NCAA invitation on winning at both Virginia Tech and Duke. Many alumni and fans will go back to Hubert Davis, whose reviews have been up and down all season. Roy Williams, who was standing and cheering from his corner seat until every bit of the air was out of the balloon, would say after bad losses that the opponent outplayed us and outcoached us. That's one luxury a Hall of Famer has with so much good credit. After building a double-digit lead early in the first half, Pitt had taken the small crowd out of the game and was playing with house money, like scrimmaging loosely in an empty gym. Davis said the tougher team won, but critics will throw that back for not better preparing his guys for the Panthers' physical style. It has to be even more than that. Pitt's Jeff Capel may still be coaching for his job and has a brother and ex-Tar Heel Jason on his staff and connections at alma mater Duke to drop a good game plan. It was Carolina's job to know that, be ready for it, and answer the Panthers' aggressiveness and strategies. It never happened. So where did the Tar Heels go from here? At Blacksburg Saturday and in Cameron on March 5th, they will hear the opinion loud and clear. NIT. NIT. This is Archansky. See ya.